In today's circus, you wonder what's in the center ring. A who's in the freak show.
Yeah, you wonder. Let's start with the freak show portion of the program today. And we'll get back to Joe Biden's bizarre video announcing his candidacy for president. We'll have that for you at the top of hour number two as we continue to digest that galling video. Strange video. But we start with this. Wake Forest University, in the relentless and demanding pursuit of political correctness, is moving forward to host No Whites Allowed faculty and staff sessions to promote inclusivity. can't make that up. Dear faculty and staff colleagues, this is a reminder about our upcoming listening sessions on inclusion that I'm holding for faculty and staff of color over the next several weeks. That came from an April 18 email from Michelle Gillespie, dean of the college, to campus employees. College Fix got their hands on it. Here are the upcoming dates and information for faculty and staff who identify as faculty and staff of color. Monday, April 22nd at 4. Thursday, May 2nd at 11. And for staff who identify color only, Monday, May 6th. Please know that I have requested that all department chairs provide staff release times to be able to attend a listening session. Gillespie, as well as the campus spokesman, Katie Neal, did not return several emails to College Fix trying to get an answer on that. A coalition of students, faculty, and staff at Wake Forest University demanded Monday that university officials immediately begin a zero-tolerance policy for white supremacy after several developments in recent months heightened concerns about racism on campus and other such, you know, ninny responses to, oh my gosh, they said something I don't like. Come on. This is the fast track to destruction of the First Amendment. They said something that offended me. My feelings are hurt. And so what? I mean, when did we start making so many wimps in this country? Just flat out wimps. At any rate, let's see. The article cites a few examples that have been in the campus community, including one racist Instagram post. The quote about building a wall between Wake Forest and its crosstown rival, a historically black university. Was it racist? Nobody's quite sure. Also cited was an old yearbook blackface photo and a photo of Wake Forest students posing in front of a Confederate flag in the 1980s. This is how the students are reacting. We demand no whites allowed for faculty and staff because we have to figure this out. Good Lord. I mean, this, you know, I'm glad that certain sections of our society are not as weak as these little children seem to be. Weak. Stand up for what you believe in. Be loud, but the words uttered by others offend you, so do something about it. Vote. Organize. Protest peacefully. Do all of those things that are traditional American responses. But trying to shut people down or say that you can have whites not allowed meetings, burn the books, force out professors you don't agree with, have safe spaces for freedom of speech, that's not my America. And I'll never stand idly by and allow that to happen without my voice speaking up. Meanwhile, in another story, the federal government expanding its probe into faulty airbags in cars to include an additional 12.5 million vehicles that could potentially fail during impact in a serious crash. Certain cars from Honda, Kia, Toyota, Mitsubishi, and Fiat Chrysler from 2010 to 2019 have been named in the probe, according to the documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. All models in the probe have airbag control units made by ZFTRW, which, according to the NHTSA, could fail upon collision due to an unwanted electrical signals caused by the crash that could disable the airbag control circuit. It could be responsible for as many as 8 fatalities. ZF, a German-based auto parts maker, did not immediately respond for questions, but it did tell AP that it's committed to safety and cooperation. So we'll see millions of cars here. And, of course, there was also the big problem with Takata. Takata, part of the largest automotive recall in American history. Several of the car's automakers' bags exploded, killing 15 people in America and injuring hundreds worldwide because the bags exploded when they weren't supposed to. You have that. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we're talking about a big investment by Ford Motor Company into a new all-electric vehicle maker in California. We'll talk about that because it is significant. But meanwhile, in Illinois, the governor there, J.B. Pritzker, just elected, along with his wife and brother-in-law, under federal criminal investigation for property tax appeals and financial crimes. Pritzker, a Democrat who took office just this year, has been the subject of an ongoing criminal investigation since at least October. He, of course, claims no wrongdoing. Can you imagine another Illinois governor on the way to the big house, potentially? How many Illinois governors have gone to prison just in your lifetime or mine? I'm very confident that any review of this matter will show that the rules were followed, said Pritzker. I have not been contacted by any law enforcement, neither has MK. That's his wife, MK. That's Mark 1 or Mark 2. I don't know. At any rate, the investigation centers around a property tax break the billionaire Pritzker and his wife sought for a 126-year-old mansion the two purchased. According to the Cook County Inspector General's report, which was first discovered by the Chicago Sun-Times, Illinois' First Lady M.K. Pritzker ordered workers at the mansion to remove all the toilets in the residence so it could be declared uninhabitable, giving the couple a large tax break. And yes, that would be fraud. Fraud. Remove all the toilets. That way we can get more money because we're billionaires and we need more money. We're going to cheat the system. That's why people don't like wealthy people, because when they do become successful, they sometimes cheat, and when they cheat, it becomes high profile. When it becomes high profile, people look at it and go, really? You've got $1 billion and you're ripping out $100 toilets so you can get another few thousand dollars of taxpayer money? Please. 50, and maybe the guy will go to the, and he'll have a steel toilet, an all-in-one steel toilet sink combo. 52 after, it's the Speaker of the Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.